every nutty bill that this Republican legislature passed. Okay? We've got to elect the Democrats. However, you have to look at this from a risk point of view. If, God forbid, what happens if a Republican wins for governor, what are the choices? Nicholson has dropped out. Rampton is, who knows, an outlier. It comes down to the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and Tim Michaels. And Tim Michaels has been endorsed by Tommy Thompson, and the Duchess of Foxconn has been endorsed by Walker and 50 state gerrymandered illegitimate state legislators. Now, I want to unpack this for you because there's some interesting subtext here. And Michaels is something of an enigma. First of all, if the Duchess wins, she is not competent to be governor of this state. She does not have the gravitas, the ability, the knowledge to be governor of this state. The governor is more than just a speech giver, more than just a somebody in the Senate or the House who gets up and tries to give these hackneyed speeches. You have to actually run the state with a very large budget. You can't do it, in my view. Very reminiscent of Kim Reynolds in Iowa, Kristi Noem in South Dakota. They're peas in a pod, these people. They're all sort of like Bond girls, but for the bad side, for Ernst Avril Blofeld. So she's not going to make it against Evers, so you could say, well, maybe we should hope that she gets nominated. But things can take a bad bounce, and if she ever got in, she's identical to Walker. She would make sure that we didn't certify, they didn't certify, the state didn't certify any election that a Democrat won. She would absolutely rip apart the environment in the state worse than it is, the university system. You can't have her. However, Michaels came across initially as sort of an interesting moderate type of guy. And you might say, well, maybe if he gets it, if God forbid it takes a bad bounce, nevertheless, we'll have somebody who isn't bat feathers crazy. Well, I'm not so sure, frankly. Let me give you an example. Back in 2015, when Scott Walker ran through Right to Work and busted all the unions in the state, Michaels and his company were part of a group called the Contractor Coalition that opposed Right to Work. They said, at least please leave unionization in the trades, please. This is the companies doing it now, not the unions, the companies. He gave time off to an employee to go and protest against Walker's Right to Work law. And a worker who refused to pay union dues, which is what Right to Work is all about. In other words, you can have a union, but a lot of workers won't pay dues if they don't have to and can still work and get the benefit of union wages. And a worker who refused to pay union dues was fired by Michaels and got a settlement from Michaels and the union. Michaels was pro-union. Walker and Clayfish pretended they were pro-union. They told the operating engineers in the 2016 election, we won't go for Right to Work. We won't go for right to work. And then they turned right around, and then Walker signed the Right to Work law. Walker lied to him. Michaels now is going, I'm for Right to Work. Yeah, I'm on board with the donors in the Republican Party. I'm for Right to Work. I always was. Clayfish is criticizing him, saying, come on, back in 2015, you were part of the Contractor Coalition that opposed it. You fired somebody who wouldn't pay union dues, and you and the union had to pay a settlement to him. And you gave time off to an employee to protest against it. Now, all of that may make it more likely, in my view, that Michaels wins the primary. A lot of labor look at that and say, I'd rather have him in there than Clayfish. Why did the contractors do this? Let me tell you why. Because unions make sense. Unions make sense. They make sense to the company. When I was party chairman and then in the gubernatorial race, I toured a lot of union sites. You know, the laborers will have their own work site set up. They train their own people. And if they have people who are no good or lazy or aren't going to work, they get rid of them. So when Michael's company comes and they say, we need 20 laborers, we need 30 electricians and 20 machinists, they're getting top-notch people. They've been trained. They've been trained at union expense. The contractors want that. The contractors want that. They do not want to have no unions, and they go out and guys line up and they don't know how they can do. Simple as that. So now what was coming on is Michael's lying to the base now, saying he was always against right to work, even though he obviously, for right to work, even though he opposed it? Or has he converted? Does he really mean that? Does he really mean that? I am concerned that he may really mean it, quite frankly. Early on, he refused to attack the lack of certification by some people in the Republican Party or the rumors that, you know, somehow there was rigging in the election. Now he's sort of sneaking over to that side. I do not know if he is simply a chameleon who, if he gets in, will be opposed to right to work and do the right thing and restore labor unions and stand up for our democracy. Stand up for our democracy. Or if he flipped over and he's going to try to ride the right-wing horse. I do not know. But what I will say is that he is much more likely to win the primary now, because things that are coming out seem to show moderation for a Republican. They show moderation. And people may think, they may be kind of tricked into thinking, well, maybe this guy is not as bad as we think, and he is better. He is absolutely better than the Duchess of Foxconn. The Duchess of Foxconn. So stand by. Where do I come down on this? I don't know. I've met Michaels. He was a friend of Mark Morata's, who was a big Democrat, who was the Secretary of the Department of Administration under Jim Doyle. Good man. And I figured, well, a guy like Michael is a friend of his, probably not a bad guy. And he had said moderate things. He had said moderate things. But and now I'm not so sure. I don't think that he had to go as far as he did in saying, well, now he's for right to work. He did not have to say that. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. I'm calling today because I don't care for that guy that's running. I'm real concerned about him. He's had, what, he had contracts with the Keystone Pipeline, and he's all ticked off because, you know, he canceled or put a stop to the pipeline, which Obama did in the first place, and then Trump overturned it, and it goes near the Indian reservations or the Indian properties, you know, and some of it has leaked and could endanger their water supply. So, and then he was complaining about Foxconn, and he had business with Foxconn. We don't need that kind of guy running our state. I believe that Biden's going to win. I know more people that think Biden, or not Biden, I'm sorry, our governor is doing a great job, and they appreciate him. He may not be a big mouth, but gol darn it, he's all over the state. He's on my local TV station, and they're showing what the heck he's doing in the area. And Tony Evers is doing an outstanding job. I think he's not going to have a problem at all. These people disparage and lie and say whatever they want to, but people see that Tony Evers is working for them. And I think you guys are going to be in for a good surprise, because people like him. They like him because he works, and he works really hard. He's doing his job, and people are seeing the results of it. So, you know, people can spew all the negatives they want, but Evers is the guy, and people like him. So I just wanted to give you that, my 2 cents worth this morning. And you have a really good day.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene. Yeah, let me just follow up on that before we go back to the lines. What Gene is saying is something that I said at the outset. We absolutely have to elect the Democrat, Evers. You got to vote for him. I'm going to vote for him. All I'm saying, though, is I want to give you the background. If the what if department, something takes a bad bounce, what if we can't have the Duchess of Foxconn? And I'm increasingly concerned that Michaels is talking a good game of moderation, but as a matter of fact, he's switched over. He's a convert. He's endorsed by Trump. He stands up for Foxconn. Walker was Foxconn. They're all Foxconn. They're all for us getting cheated by a Chinese company. Vote Democratic, going back to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling Western Miami Day, Mike.
Calling for the election to be overturned in Wisconsin, and he's basing this on, of course, because of the drop box ballots that the Supreme Court recently ruled 4-3 that we can't use them. But that's for the future, Donald, not for the past. And, of course, the conservatives are really happy about this because it gives them an advantage in the election by making it harder for Democrats to vote. They're not afraid of voter fraud. And he's also basing this on Gableman's investigation, who's in contempt of court and can't show any evidence and is destroying his emails. But let's just put it this way. 24 people were found guilty of voter fraud in the 2020 election out of 3.3 million voters. And you know what they forget to tell you every time they come up with that? That the 24 voters were Republican voters voting fraudulently.
Yeah, you know, Mike, you hit the nail on the head. Pizza Box Mike. Now, remember something, guys. Pizza Box Mike has his own show on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. You got to listen to it. Yeah, this guy does not pull punches. Second of all, he's been a guest host on this show, and he's co-hosted other shows. Pizza Box Mike tells it like it is. So Pizza Box, here's what I'm going to say. You're absolutely right. Of those 24 cases, the majority, you know, there's an occasional Republican who owns a home and a lake home or a vacation home. And some of them will vote in both the same day. They'll vote absentee in one and in person on the other. That's a felony. They got nabbed. Up in Fond du Lac, Eric Toney, who's running for attorney general, charged something like five people because they put a UPS store as their home address. UPS. And if there ever is a Democratic fraud, you know what it is? There's one or two of them. Some woman is living with her mom, and her mom is quite elderly, and they get absentee ballots, and they come in the mail, and then the mom dies before the election. And the daughter knows exactly how the mom was going to vote, so she fills the ballot out, signs it with the mom's signature, then she signs her own and sends it in. That's also a felony. That's one or two cases, and that's a good daughter who made a mistake. Give me a break. Out of 3 million votes, you're telling me that therefore we should have no drop boxes, like Pizza Box Mike says? Give me a break. And now Donald Trump, yeah, stand by for this, just came out yesterday and demanded that Voss overturn the Wisconsin election last time because of the drop box thing. Now, that is absolutely absurd and stupid. But secondly, plenty of Republican votes put in those drop boxes, but there are Wisconsin votes in those drop boxes. This is an abomination, this ruling. Pizza Box Mike is right on the money. So stand by. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deeper...